Blog Talk Radio.
An amazing rendition of that song, Preach the Word, Preach the Word. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast on this Friday, this busy Friday. Youth meeting on tonight, men's fellowship on tonight. And we have a lot of work to do in St. Johnsville. And this is why we're doing this series on St. Johnsville, which is entitled Salvation for All Men, Everybody in St. Johnsville. That includes men, women, young people, children. Our scripture text for this evening and our scripture text for this whole week was 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let's read that. Paul says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again as we come to the conclusion of another series, a series that you laid on my heart, a series that reminds us that the church ought to be in one business, and that is in the soul rescuing business. Rescuing men, rescuing women, rescuing young people, rescuing children from the prince of darkness, from the god of this world, who blinds the minds of so many in preventing them from coming to the light of salvation. Bless us, O God, as we finish this series. Speak to us again and again, we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. This series is divided into four parts. We started on Tuesday, we end today Friday, and it is based on 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, with each verse providing us with a block of truth. In verse 1 and 2, we learned that the church's prayers should concern everybody. When we come together on Tuesday night as a congregation to pray, our prayers should concern everybody. And when we do pray, you will hear people who reflect that truth in their heart. We have people that will pray for the nursing home residents. We have other people who will pray for children, other people who will pray for those who are dependent on drugs and alcohol, that God would break that vice, the power of that vice over their life. I mean, we have many people praying for different things, and when the night is over, we've covered everybody. Well, this is what Paul says. He says, first of all, pray for local people. Pray for the people down your street. Pray for the people in your neighborhood. Pray for the people in your village. But then also pray for those who are far away in Washington, D.C. Pray for kings and for all those who are in authority. Pray for Russia and pray for the Ukraine and pray for Japan and North Korea, South Korea, China. Pray for the leaders of the world. Pray for all those who are in authority. So again, the church's prayers show, reflect concern for everybody. Then in the second block of truth, which is verses 3 and 4, we saw how God is the God our Savior. He goes by that name, God our Savior. He wants the world to know that he's a saving God. Many lies have been said about our God. Many untruths have been spoken concerning the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. but quite to the contrary of all the satanic lies spread around the world about God. He's a God who saves. It is Satan who is a God who destroys. God is a God who sets free. Satan is a God who enslaves people. God, of course, for Satan, lowercase g. He's not really a God, but the Bible calls him a God because he wants to be God. He aspires to be God. But under his administration, he ruins the lives of men, women, young people, and children. But the God that we serve is called the God our Savior, and he is concerned with everybody, for he desires all men to be what? To be saved. So the church is to pray that all men would be saved, because God desires all men to be saved. Then in the third block of truth, we discovered that Christ died for everyone. Christ died for everyone. He paid a ransom. A ransom is another word for substitutionary payment. Jesus died in your place, in my place. I deserved as a sinner to pay for my own sins, but Jesus paid my ransom. He died in my stead, and he died in your stead, and he died in everyone's stead. Jesus wants men to be saved. He paid, he gave himself a ransom for all men, and this gospel truth should be testified right now in due time. So the church is to pray for all men. God's desire is that all men would be saved. Christ died and paid, made the payment for their atonement. He died, he paid a ransom, and now the proclamation of preachers, like myself, all preachers should make a tireless proclamation of the good news of salvation in Christ, and that proclamation concerns all men. Paul says here in verse 7, whereunto I am ordained a preacher, that's what I am, I'm a preacher, and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ. I lie not. I am a teacher of the Gentiles. Now, that word Gentiles means all men. You know, back in the days in the ministry of Christ, Jesus told his disciples, when you go out and preach, when you go out to proclaim my gospel, restrict yourselves. Stick to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go beyond the boundaries of Jewry. Make the gospel available to the Jew first. It was afterwards with Peter and Paul that the gospel went to the Gentiles. But early on, the ministry of John the Baptist and the ministry of Jesus, on very few exceptional cases, was restricted to the Jews. But now we know in verse 7 that with the saving of the Apostle Paul, with the commissioning of the Apostle Paul, now the gospel must be preached to the Gentiles or all men. Now, how does this affect St. Johnsville? Well, this is how it affects St. Johnsville. I don't know if there's any Jews. I don't know if there's any Jews living in St. Johnsville. I don't know. There's not a synagogue in St. Johnsville. There aren't people walking around that I know of. I could be wrong. I have not bumped into one Jew in Little Falls. I have not bumped into one Jew in Dodgeville. I have not bumped into one Jew in Fort Plain. I have not bumped into one Jew in Cobleskill. I'm telling you, I'm almost sure, I could be wrong, I'm almost sure that there are no Jews in St. Johnsville, but that's okay, because Paul says the gospel ought to be proclaimed to all men, which includes the Gentiles, which includes all non-Jews. You see, my brothers and sisters, we're to pray for all men. We're to pray for people on the local level and people on the national level and people on the global level. Why? Because God's desire is that all men would be saved. And Christ died that all men might be saved. He made the payment for all. Think about that. He paid for everyone's salvation. Everyone that was ever born, everyone that will ever be born. Christ on the cross paid in full their salvation. Now, will they redeem their salvation ticket? You know, everyone's given a ticket. Will you redeem your ticket? Will you cash it in? Will you say, God, here, Jesus paid the price for me. Now, Lord, accept me in Christ Jesus. Will you redeem your ticket? Not everyone redeems. Not everyone takes advantage of the death of Christ. But he did die for all men. The payment was made in full. And then finally, Paul says, because it was made in full, and because God desires all men to be saved, and because the church is praying that all men would be saved, proclaim the gospel to all men, the Gentiles. So this includes, the word Gentiles includes everyone in St. Johnsville. If you're from Polish, if you're a Polish descendant, it includes you. If you're German, if you're Irish, wherever you came from, whatever name, are you Italian? You're a Gentile. Are you Puerto Rican? Are you Mexican? Where did you come from? Are you a non-Jew? Then the gospel ought to be proclaimed to you. And then Paul ends. This is how Paul ends. He says, listen, start with prayer and end with prayer. I will, therefore. This is Paul's great desire. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere. And their men is men. Men there is not men and women. The heavy emphasis that Paul places on prayer, he lays it squarely on the shoulders of men. Men should be first and foremost in the prayer meeting. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere. See? Are you on your tractor? Are you baling hay on your tractor? Right there you could be praying. Are you driving to your job early in the morning? Men, are you in your car? Do you have a 45-minute commute? Take that time to pray. You can pray anywhere and everywhere. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere. You start with prayer. You start out with asking God to bless the work that you're intending to do, which is to share the gospel. And after you've shared it, after you've poured out your heart in presenting Christ to men, women, young people, and children, then close it out in prayer. Say, God, the word was sown into these people's hearts. Let it germinate in Jesus' wonderful name. So we're to pray. So notice, saints, four things. The church should pray for everyone. Oh, but Pastor, you know, there's drug dealers in St. Johnsville. They're bad people. They sell fentanyl. Pray for them. I know they're bad. But you know, Paul said, I was a chief of sinners. God loves to save sinners. Look, Pastor, but they're bad. Pray for them. Pray. We're to pray for everyone, especially the real, real, real bad ones. The ones we think shouldn't be saved, the ones we think, well, they're too despicable to be saved. They're just rotten. They don't deserve it. Well, Christ paid for them. So pray that everyone would be saved, for it is God's desire that they would be saved. Christ paid for everyone, and let's hit those streets. If you're in Dollar General and God gives you an opportunity to proclaim the gospel, proclaim it to all. If you're at the nursing home, if you're there visiting a family member and you have an opportunity to proclaim the gospel to the staff and to some of the patients there, proclaim the gospel. If you're at the gas station pumping gas, the other day I was pumping gas, and there was another person on the other side. They were pumping gas, and I was talking to them about the Lord. And that person finished pumping their gas, and I finished pumping my gas. And I said, listen, I'm the pastor of Grace Church right down there in the corner. Come visit us on Sunday, sharing the gospel while I'm pumping gas. Wherever you are, proclaim it to all people. God bless you. Well, I want to close with another beautiful song, another precious song. Here it is. The song is entitled Just Preach Jesus. It's one of those gospel songs that has a strong, strong message. Listen to it and enjoy.
Once a preacher boy was told he couldn't preach it straight and strong, the Ten Commandments and perhaps the Golden Rule. No one wanted him to tell them what was right and what was wrong, so he asked an old-time preacher what to do. Just preach Jesus, born and crucified and risen from the dead. Just preach Jesus, as he paid for sin with the precious blood he shed. Lord and Savior, King of kings, Son of God and Son of man. Just preach Jesus until Jesus comes again. Chapter 8, verse 35, where a lost man tried but couldn't see the line. Philip found him there, Isaiah 53 just came alive. He preached Jesus and he won that man to cry. Just preach Jesus, born and crucified and risen from the dead. Just preach Jesus as he paid for sin with the precious blood he shed. Precious blood he shed, Lord.